May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You've changed, you know. Yes, I suppose that I have. How about this? Peace, love, dope. Now get the heck out of here. I hope you know the movie and know that I haven't lost my mind. Field of Dreams has wonderful characters, and the once kind, deeply involved character of Terrence Mann had changed. He had been very involved as an activist, a kind writer and speaker, and used to care about causes, but got profoundly burned out by life, and he was in pain. He had changed in an unhealthy way as a result of immeasurable, indescribable grief. An Iowa farmer by the name of Ray Kinsella got a mystically conveyed message that Terrence was in pain, and Terrence was sought out, and he was helped. And his pain was healed and lifted into laughter. He was changed again. How do we change? With help that can only come by Jesus Christ walking in front of us, beside us, behind us, underneath us, and within us. We can only change for the better if we follow the instructions found in Luke 17:5, where the prayer of our hearts needs to always be to our God, increase our faith. We can do it if we have mustard seed faith. We can do it with that kind of faith and that alone. We can grow. And we must grow. This mission is the calling of all of us who claim to follow Jesus of Nazareth. This past Friday, we observed the death day, and we think of St. Francis, and we think about the changes that Francis made. He made radical changes. The truth be told, by me, with God as my witness and you all watching, Francis had the things that I've envied when he was growing up. Wealth, position, power, isn't that a nice thing to have? And he gave it all up to serve God. He walked away from it. And for us this day, like St. Francis and like Terrence Mann, we all need to change too. We're called to be changed by Jesus, to be like Jesus. He makes all things new, and that is supposed to include us. We are indeed supposed to change. Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." What are the desires of our hearts this morning? Desires for hope. Desire for healing. Courage. Strength. Has the Holy Spirit planted in you, perhaps a long time ago, begun to grow something new in you? Are you here seeking this morning, wondering if this talk of faith is real or just an act? The Old Testament prophet today says, "The law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted." We must all strive to make kingdom of God like changes in ourselves and in this world, and this is not easy work. If we attempt to do it on our own, we will fail. If we attempt to follow God in the name of His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, it cannot fail, because the work is not ours, it is God's, and we take part in it. But we are called to plant seeds, we are called to grow, and in a drought, it's hard for things to grow. We have all kind of droughts around, don't we? In our politics and in so many other aspects of life, we are quick and quite certain as to whom is on the Lord's side, aren't we? We all know what's right. Just ask us, and we will gladly tell you. And while we're talking, what we really need to do is to be listening. One mouth and two ears are given for a reason. Does something in us need to change? Is it our attitude that needs to change? Is it the way we treat others who are out there like Terrence Mann and so many others in so much pain? Is it in the way we listen to others and authentically care about their stories? How in this world are we to help effect Christ-like changes? Why am I standing before you this morning? There have been changes in my life that I've been privileged to make recently that allow me to be standing here, and I'm grateful for the chance. And I'm still needing to grow, still needing to be faithful with the seeds that I have to be planted in this world. Why are you here this morning? Partly it's out of wonderful tradition of love of family and this place and friends. And as I asked before, I think there are many of us that are here this morning who are seeking. And they're watching us who've been here for a long time and who claim to know the way. Matthew 25 says, visit the sick. That's a part of what I do. It's not all of what I do. But when I do those things, and when we do those things together, we do as unto Jesus when we go and do this work, as we strive one person at a time to ease the pain and change this world. It's a marathon race and a process. It is not a sprint, so don't give up and don't get discouraged. It is hard work. We are being saved, says Paul. It's a process. This week, I read the following thought by a person named M. Rose, and I don't know who that is, but M. Rose wrote, "You never forget a person who came to you with a torch in the dark." There are a lot of people in this room this morning who've been a torch for me in the midst of darkness. There's no way that I could begin to thank you enough. So I simply will continue to try to go out and help others and to light the way for them. All of us have been hurt by something or somebody, and we've been changed accordingly. Perhaps we used to be happy, active activists, and like Terrence Mann, we've become bitter and just prefer to be left alone. These kind of changes can tempt us to lock ourselves away, but we are challenged and called this morning to be changed. We are to be changed by coming into the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. This light of Christ and His voice calm the wind and the sea. These very elements obey our Lord, and they are calmed by Him. And He will calm the throbbing pain of our hearts if we ask Him to. The question for each of us is, will we ask? Or is it easier to stay stuck in a bad pattern? We are here together this morning either because we've already been changed, or perhaps we are desperately seeking a new change, a new start, a new heart. When small seeds are planted, things change. You've changed. We're supposed to change. Old ways don't open new doors. So come labor on with me and make that change in Jesus' name. Amen.